Canadians are voting today in the country's national elections. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party hopes to hang on to a majority, but the race is tight. For more, we're joined by Salima Shivji, who's a senior reporter at the CBC. She's been on the campaign trail and joins us now from Montreal. Salima, welcome.
Thank you.
So this election was Prime Minister Trudeau's to lose, and now it seems like he actually could, right?
Yeah, you know, you talked about it being a really close race. It is really the closest race we've seen up here in a really long time, and virtually no movement to break the deadlock between Justin Trudeau's Liberals and the Conservatives, led by Andrew Scheer. And it looks strongly like we'll be getting a minority government. So the whole question is, you know, which of those parties will be in charge of the minority situation? The Prime Minister could stay in power if he's able to get a working situation with some of the other parties on the left. Also interesting is that the leaders of both frontrunner parties, Justin Trudeau and Andrew Scheer, both have terrible approval ratings. So it really feels like voters are kind of looking for something different. Like, we've seen a surge from the Separatist Party in Quebec. It seems like there's a surge of the New Democrats, who appeared really, really low in the polls at the beginning of this race. So it's a funny election. It's an odd one, I'd say. It feels somewhat disjointed as well. There have been some key moments, not a lot of key themes or issues that dominated, but definitely controversy on both sides.
Well, let's talk about the major rival of Justin Trudeau, the Conservative Party leader, Andrew Scheer. If he becomes prime minister, and I know that's a big if, because as you just mentioned, they may have to form a coalition government with another party. But if he becomes leader, how different of a leader would he be for Canada?
Very different from Justin Trudeau's Liberals. And you've seen the Trudeau Liberals actually move even more to the left. Andrew Scheer's Conservatives are moving, I would say, more to the right. He is socially more conservative than some of the other leaders. There has been some controversy in terms of his position on things like access to abortion. He personally has said that he is pro-life, but he would not open up the debate. Also, he has promised, Andrew Scheer has promised, to get rid of the federal carbon tax, which is one of the main tools that the Trudeau Liberals have been using to fight climate change. And that's really been the central message for the Liberals. You know, we need this huge challenge to fight climate change. And in terms of the Conservatives, their plan, a lot of experts have said it's not quite enough. They have said they would respect Paris targets, but not said how they would do that. So quite different stances from both parties.
It is no secret that President Trump and Prime Minister Trudeau are not best buds. Has the relationship with the U.S. come up in the campaign?
It has. And you know what has come up is the NAFTA, the deal that Justin Trudeau and his Liberals had been trying to get through to get that new deal. Justin Trudeau has been using it a little bit on the campaign trail to sort of say, look, we got this done. We were able to protect some of the things that we were perhaps going to lose in those negotiations. So you should trust us to do more in the next 4 years. Our work isn't finished on some other fronts. It's not been ratified, right? So it did come up on the campaign trail. But as I said, the election didn't feel as much issue-driven as, you know, controversy-driven. We saw the Justin Trudeau photos of him emerging, of him in blackface. That was a bump in the campaign, of course. Mm-hmm. Andrew Scheer had some issues about, you know, being a dual U.S.-American citizen and not disclosing it. Interestingly, though, in terms of U.S. Relations, Justin Trudeau did get an endorsement from former U.S. President Barack Obama in this last week. And so they're pretty happy about that on the Liberal camp, as this is such a tight race.
But President Trump has not weighed in, right, on this election?
No, he has not, no.
That is CBC reporter Salima Shivji joining us from Montreal as Canadians go to the polls today. Thank you.
You're very welcome.